This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We all know that exercise is good for you, both physically and mentally. A brain injury can cause physical limitations on the kinds of exercise that can be done safely. Hi, I'm Jane, manager at Brain Injury Otago. Today I'm talking with Charmaine McLeod about what exercising means to her and what barriers she must overcome to do it. Welcome, Charmaine.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming and talking with me today.
It's all right.
Your brain injury happened 20 plus years ago. Can you tell us how your brain injury affected you?
I woke up in the hospital, paralysed down the right side, couldn't talk, couldn't walk.
Wow. So how long were you in hospital for?
For 2 to 3 months.
Wow. Wow, and you were telling me what helped you learn to talk again. So can you tell me a bit about that?
When I was in the hospital, my brother came up with a Walkman, and I could put my own tapes in. And then the nurses didn't mind me singing to Janis Joplin because it was helping me bring my speech back.
Wow. Mm. So what other music was it other than Janis Joplin were you listening to?
Just the old blues. Cold Chisel and...
Awesome.
Wow.
And so what are some of the physical challenges you have now because of your injury?
I soon got out of my wheelchair while I was in hospital because I learned how to stand. And then when I got home, I was flipping out one morning and my mum says that at least you can stand. And I thought about the other people in the wheelchairs. And now I walk without an aid and, I walk and talk and can't stop.
Amazing.
Me. Yeah.
And you were saying about your paralysis as well. So you...
I my sensation started coming back and over the years and I sort of like 65 out of 100 to got it all back. Wow. I sort of can't use my hand properly, but I can step and run. I can,
awesome. Mm. That's amazing. Can you tell me some of the modifications that you have made in your daily living to help you with your physical challenges?
Well, I have my home help, a student, and with like my firewood and my coal buckets, I have a trolley that's on the my coal sits on, and then when I go out, if I empty the coal bucket, I'll go out and fill it up, and I'll tip it on its side, and then just use the one hand to straighten it back up, and then I'll carry the coal bucket back in, and then I will lean it, put it on its side so I can shovel the coal in.
Yeah. Mm. And you had some other modifications. You were telling me about your medications.
With my medications at night, I would just sit them by my bedroom, in my bedroom drawer. And then with my medication I have in the morning, I sit them by the jug so I remember.
Yeah.
But now I'm not taking my medication.
No, and that's
a good thing.
A great thing, and that's something we're going to talk about a little bit further on. I know that you drive.
Yes.
And what does that mean for you to be able to drive?
It's given me so much independence. Yeah. I'm blessed in a way because a lot of people can't drive. But I drive to see my family, do the grocery shopping, and the gym.
And do you have any modifications in your car that help you with driving?
Yes. They modified the right accelerator to the and put it on the left hand side, and my indicators, they're all on my left, and the dip switch, and
So you wouldn't want anyone else to be driving it then?
No. No.
Especially if the accelerator's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
You also mentioned that you are careful when you drive.
Because I get tired, if I've had a long day and I haven't had enough sleep, I will just cancel that appointment and I won't drive.
Yeah, wait till you're less tired.
Yeah, I've got to have a... I won't drive if I hadn't have enough sleep.
Yeah. You mentioned your home help, and that's something that you have set up to suit your needs as well, haven't you?
Yes. ACC provides the home help, but I...
They pay you for the... No.
They pay my...
Home help.
Home help.
Directly.
Because I can't do all that.
Yeah.
It's easier if you get somebody that you trust, and because they bring in my wood, chop my wood, bring in my coal, wash my windows, where other
support agencies.
Support agencies, they're not allowed to clean your windows. They're not allowed to. They're not allowed
to. So you've got stuff. The support to suit your needs.
Which
is fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. So I know you like exercising.
Yeah.
What makes you want to exercise?
Getting out of bed and every day brings a new day. I get up and the helping people. I go to the Iron Warriors Sky Fitness Gym in town, and then Iron Warriors that is run by Nick Chisholm, and I've been doing that for about 5 to 6 years, and I've been helping people and getting clients of my own. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so I know Nick will be keen for a little plug about Iron Warriors too. So Iron Warriors is run out of Sky Fit 24 Gym in central Dunedin, and it runs every day from 10 to 11.45, Monday to Friday. A little bit about Nick. Nick had an accident in 2000, and he lives with locked-in syndromes, and he's been going to the gym since 2002, so has a lot of knowledge and skills in rehab, and set up Iron Warriors as a way of providing different out-of-the-box ideas for training for people. So what do you do on a day, on a sort of weekly basis at Iron Warriors?
I train myself and help train others, we get all sorts of people with disabilities, all sorts of disabilities, from the rest homes to our community. In our community. Yeah. And then with head injuries, strokes, and we, with my head injury, I can understand where their needs and explaining things to them. I don't get too complicated. Over COVID, I put on a few pounds, so we're trying to get off the pounds. But other than that, it's a real good social thing.
Yeah.
Because not many people can get out and have somewhere to socialise and then keep fit and so that's it's a good
more
thing.
Than just working out, isn't it? It's like a social team that you work together.
And meeting all the other gym people. It's a good thing.
And so it's Armoire is for anyone with who has a long term disability. I know if you're wanting to find out more about Armoire, you can contact Brain Injury Association. I'll give you the details at the end of this talk. I know another thing. The goals that of Iron Warriors, so Nick sent these on to, the long-term goals are to continue providing an enjoyable environment where anyone can come into the gym, feel comfortable and continue with their rehab, happily work with in conjunction with other rehab plans as well.
Yeah, it's all run on donations and sponsorship for the community.
So I understand that Iron Warriors is free. And do you do pay to access the gym facilities, right?
Yeah.
And you can get sponsorship for that cost. Mm. And also people, if they're interested, can sponsor people to go to the gym, which is great. Yeah. We also have wanted to talk to you about pain. So you tell me about some of the pain issues you've had as a result of your injury.
I've been partially paralysed. You favour your stronger side.
Yeah.
And so that, hurts your back, your neck, your hips, everything, your shoulders. So I was going to the float, and that was easing a lot of my pain.
So tell us a bit about what is the float?
You go on this pod and then floating on top of I think it was 28 centimetres of water.
Yeah.
You stay there for half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
You just get out and have a shower, but it's you're floating on Epsom salts, I think, and all these minerals.
So you actually float on the water rather than sink in like a bath.
Mm, just float on the top on... you just listen to music while you're in this pod, and then you just sort of drift away, and you might go to sleep. I often go to sleep, then you just climb out and have a shower, and then pain's all gone.
Wow! And so prior to that, you were taking medication for your pain.
A lot of medication, but then I got sick of eating medication, so I went for the float and then have acupuncture.
Yes, that was the next thing I was going to ask you. So tell us a little bit about the acupuncture.
Yeah, the acupuncture is really good. You've got to stick at it though, and I went for 12 sessions I haven't had no headaches or backaches and whatnot for about 4 months now. So, getting good.
So was with the acupuncture and with the float, was it quite instant, the lack of pain?
With the float is instant. With the acupuncture, you've got to do it in sessions. But at the end of the session, I was feeling really good. I've got to put pain now, but it's just on my good arm and shoulder, and it's just overworked. With the coal and the wood, putting them on the fire.
Yeah, because it's winter, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's in the winter time, I've got to, you know, just manage things. And, where there's a wall, there's a way.
Mm. And how did ACC get on board? We're helping you with these alternative treatments.
Yes, they paid for the float because it was beneficial to me to get out back in the community, and then with the acupuncture, it was like another sort of therapy, because you're not going to the doctor or you're not going to the hospital, you're going to acupuncture, and It's been marvellous.
Yeah, yeah. And you were saying that since you had your treatments, your acupuncture treatments, you actually haven't been back for how many months? Was it a couple of months?
About a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I hope to get,
That's amazing.
But I think it's because of the winter time and then
my
shoulder and all that playing up. I might have to go back to the float.
Yeah.
But it's just listen and learn, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So if you were considering alternative options for
pain,
then it's best to talk with your GP or give Brain Injury Association a call to discuss before you go changing, hey?
Yeah. It's just trial and error. If it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. What else? I was going to go getting back to Iron Warriors. You were talking about some of the people that you help. And you were saying they come from all places. So people come from rest homes.
Yeah. And residential homes. Excellent for the social side of it because, like, people are just stuck in their homes and, like, when the physio's coming to an end and then it stops and then, like, people are sitting at home for a couple of years not doing anything and not knowing where to go for the help and exercise. So, Iron Warriors, the Sky Fitness Gym, and Iron Warriors gives that another outlet for their disabilities, and and it's great.
How many people would be involved with Iron Warriors, do you reckon?
Involved?
How many people would go on a if you're going a week?
At least. Nick has got 15 people, about 14, 15 people. There's physio students and, all the right.
Oh, so they'll come and help the physio students?
Yeah, for their knowledge, Nick's knowledge.
But
it's his way of training, not the physios.
Yeah. And you were telling me also about some will come in their wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And then they get out of their wheelchairs.
Yeah, a lot of people come in their wheelchairs. Nick gets them into the hack squat or leg press, and then they'll do, like 500 to 800, Jude, she's done, her record's 1,200 on the leg press.
1,200 reps?
Yeah.
In one go?
Oh, no, it's over an hour.
Wow.
And then, it's just from 10 to 11:45.
Yeah.
And then and then they'll go. But
back in their wheelchairs.
They'll either jump back in their wheelchairs or toddled out with their walking sticks, but yeah, and they're yawning. But they can go home and then just rest up.
Yeah, because they've done their stuff for the day.
And then rest up the next day and then back into it.
Yeah. So how many times do you go a week?
I used to go 3 times a week, but now I sort of try and get there every day because of other clients and other people that need help. And it's really good for the community to know the head injury, well, the Brain
Injury Association.
Brain Injuries Association has helped me like heaps.
Yeah. So tell us about that, Charmaine.
Well, when I arrived in Dunedin, I was given Kathy's number and she helped me out with the wins, the housing corp, a lot of venues where because I wasn't old enough to, in a category that I wasn't old enough to go into the elderly people's domain, and wasn't young enough to be in the teeny boppers stage phase. So she and my physio worked together, Mark Shirley, and came up with art things, art venues, and then finally the Iron Warriors.
Right. So they were connecting you up with things.
Well, Jim.
Connecting you up with things to do in the community.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is great.
So
how long have you been involved with Brain Injury Association? Do you know? Since you've been in Dunedin?
Yeah, about 15 to 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So and, I always have to thank them because they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She works good because we're going to be talking to Kathy in one of the next upcoming podcasts actually about our organisation and what we do.
Yeah, because, it's just... I try to go through the health or health organisations to find something where I could fit in and with my former needs and I don't know how I got a hold of the Brain Society. But I did, and it was the best thing.
Yeah.
And then they put me onto other avenues.
Yeah, fantastic.
And with the help of my loving family and good friends and good people like yourself and Kev and just having that good
support around you.
Yeah, good people around you makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And... you know, some people can bring you down, but hey, you just go away. And then, other people can pick you up and inspire you.
So that sounds like that's what happens on a daily basis at Iron Warriors, that's for sure.
Yeah. And if it's not for, if it's not for you, well, you can just, you've come in and had a look and then, and if you like it, you stay. Yeah. But
And there's lots of other probably other groups in the community that people might be interested in as well. And certainly contacting Brain Injury Association, we can help connect you up with ones that might help or be more interested in for you.
I've been to a lot of gyms and like, but I think Iron Warriors, the Sky Fitness gym is great because, it caters to our needs and the people there are great.
And it looks like a great facility. I went in to see you the other day in there and I was really impressed with the layout. It's quite a big gym and all the equipment is very flash looking.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Charmaine. You are an inspiration and you're inspiring others with your coaching through Iron Warriors. You show that you don't have to let physical challenges get in the way of going to the gym and exercising. If you're wanting to find out more about Brain Injury Otago and Iron Warriors, give us a call on 4716 156 or visit our website braininjuryotago.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.